Welcome back to Dicey Situations, everyone. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Taluga.
All right, gang, you know the drill. Let's get right into our recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, the chaos crew and their caravan of dwarves made their way through the highlands back to Brendini. Stopping along the way at a hillside shrine, Theo paid his respects to Fenric after finding an offering he had left to his god on the way to Tidagol. There, Glebnor discovered a prayer had been left for Bleebly, and commemorated the moment with the gang by building a bust of Theo with Taluga. While the dwarves made their prayers to the Allfather, Malva was unable to restore her magic with a prayer to Krizik. A distressed Malva was comforted by Taluga, who offered her sound advice about her faith and her future. Returning to Brendini, the boys were greeted by more rabbit folk, and a warm welcome by the dwarves of Hamhead Tavern. Glebnor swiftly turned into a pig visage of the tavern's mascot, while gently breaking the news of his father's death to the barkeep, Gorfunkel. After some awkward interactions with the bar's regulars, our heroes made some new friends in the kitchen before competing in a drinking game with the local dwarves. Victorious and drunk, Theo tried to get some sleep, but was visited in his dreams by a mysterious dark figure in a strange red wasteland. Waking up in a cold sweat, Theo now sits before his old friend Dozer in his dimly lit tavern room. Theo, what would you like to do?
Is Dozer still pointing a crossbow at me?
Yeah, he lowers the crossbow again. Once again, it's been a while since we've seen Dozer. Dozer is a gif. He is a large hippo man. He has a long gray military jacket on. He's holding a crossbow. He's like, kid, what the hell are you doing here?
Why are you pointing a weapon at me?
I don't know. I haven't seen you in a little bit, and I heard some craziness from downstairs. I wasn't sure if it was you.
Well, you could see it's me. You could put it down.
I'm sorry. It's just a force of habit. Kid, what the hell's been going on? I haven't been able to contact Yarno in days now. It's almost been 2 weeks.
Yeah, a lot has happened. Do you want the short, quick version, and then we can fill you in a little bit? Or
please, I've been stuck up here. There's been no way to get back to Tidagol.
All right. Basically, people from the Krizik Church destroyed Tidagol. We got some people to safety and went to the Underdark. We met Taluga's, distant relatives. We warmed up to the Firebelly dwarves. Now we're on our way to see what the hell happened out here and to find you. Yarno is down in the Underdark making connections.
Yarno's alive.
Yes.
He's all right.
Mm-hmm.
They destroyed Tidagol.
Yeah, with a lot of, they were calling some lightning down.
The Krizik? The dorks, yeah. In town?
No, they came from, from Windmere, yeah. And just, fucking who cares where they come from? They came here, we talked to one of the locals, they seemed odd. This big jerk named Urshan came through, and then he stole Taluga's brother, and...
Jesus Christ, Gay, you've been going through a lot then.
Yeah, it hasn't been great.
Thank God you're alive.
Yeah, you as well. We honestly thought the worst because Yarno was worried that you hadn't returned. And
yeah, he sent me up here to check on some stuff. We got an old safe house here. I think he wanted to see if we could find the intel, but it's been very confusing. There's some kind of a creeping vine plague coming up over the mountain. There's been no travel between here and Tidagol.
Yeah, we were told about that. We were going to look into that after some other stuff. We're just trying to... Me, Taluga, and Glebnor are just trying to figure some things out.
Taluga and Glebnor, they're with you.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I saw a slippery fish man downstairs. He was sliding all around. I couldn't get a good look at him, but he was right moving. Where's Glebnor?
Last I saw, he was in a bucket getting put in a room.
That was him in a bucket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then you might have seen our new friend that you haven't met yet, Reggie. He's a... small little gnome. He's got a red hat. His shoes are, like, the front of them's a little curled.
Tiny little vest.
Yeah.
Looked adorable. God, I mean, I can't believe all this. Why the hell would the storm call us to store Tidagol?
Well, they weren't too happy that, we were doing the whole Bleebly thing.
The Bleebly thing?
Yeah.
I don't really know what you're talking about, Theo.
Weren't you around? No,
I left pretty much right after you did.
Oh, yeah. Well.
What'd you find out in the bog?
So there was some dry spirit that we had to kill that was basically sucking up all the wet.
Okay, all right.
And then we also found an ark that had a lot of Gearforge in it.
Gearforge? You mean Dreadforge?
Sure. You know, it...
All right, well, we got a lot to talk about. Let's go wake up. I know it's kind of still the middle of the night, but let's go wake up Glibnor and Toluga.
Sounds good.
I'll bring you over the safe house. We can keep talking.
All right.
You see, he's big hippo. He's massive. He has to walk sideways through the door to get out of it. And he goes over to your room, Glibnor, and just kind of kicks the bucket. Glibnor!
Dozer!
Glibnor, thank God.
Where the hell have you been?
I've been here, waiting for you guys. Well, I guess I'm trying to wait to get back to Tidal, really. Yeah, Theo, let me know.
Okay.
And can you make a perception or insight check for me, there, Glibnor?
Nat 1 for 4.
You don't know why, but you just feel stronger. Seems like maybe getting your ass beat and then coming back from it may have made you a bit tougher.
Huh.
You don't know what this feeling is, and you're still not really sure how to connect to your Zom. But for those at home, Glibnor now is the tough feet.
I'm like pudding that's been left out. I have the skin on me now.
No! I hate it!
Let's go wake up Toluga. He's all slipping and sliding down there still. He's kind of just been bouncing between a couple tables.
Wait, Daddy's still downstairs?
Yeah,
we couldn't get him. He was too slippery.
I'll get him.
And you make your way downstairs. And you guys know when you play like air hockey, where if you like leave the air on, it just kind of like bumps like the little puck around. That's what's happening to Luga. He's just sliding around the bar, kind of leaving a little weird streak behind him as he kind of crisscrosses around.
You want the athletics to pick him up?
Yeah, go for it. Luga, can I get acrobatics?
It's 21.
14.
Maybe we should try waking him up, because I don't know if we're going to be able to get hands on him.
You can't touch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
What the hell is he talking about?
You know what? I know what'll get him. I'm gonna go into the kitchen and have my goblin buddy turn the oven on. The click, 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 right before the flame goes on.
You go in, you can see Fitzgibbon is in there, kind of starting the morning shift. He's smoking 2 cigarettes, just one in each hand.
Like a long day.
Fitzman!
Hey, how can I help you?
I need you to do me a favor.
What?
Just hit the pilot light on the oven real quick.
Immediately I kick up. You do a full kip up. Just
like, breakfast time, boys! Let's get going!
I knew it.
Whoa, I don't know if we want to get all this attention on this right. Yeah, sure. Toluga, how are you, boy?
Great. Out of the way. Breakfast time.
Okay, yeah, sure.
He doesn't even care.
I have a lot to talk to y'all about.
Listen, we're on a tight schedule today. We got a big meeting.
Toluga, still in the middle of the night.
Huh?
Look out the
stove.
Look out the window.
Look out the window.
It's pitch black.
Oh.
Yeah, we just needed to get you up.
Oh, okay.
My guys aren't going to be in for a few hours, so if you want to just kind of, you know, come back, we could do morning prep, if that's fine.
Okay.
We're going with Dozer, Daddy.
All right. Well, welcome, Dozer. I'd give you a handshake, but I'm not sure if you'll be able to grip me. I go in for...
Give it a whirl, I guess.
I net 20'd my acrobatics.
Jesus, my slips.
Oh, you wanted to come in for a hug?
Yeah, no, that's what I totally meant to do. Good to see you, little guy.
It's been so long. I'm glad you're okay. Lot's happened.
We haven't really gotten to interact too much. I knew you were friends with Theo when I've seen you around town. It's nice to see you, boys. I'm happy you're alive.
Oh, I'm happy you're alive, Dozer.
All right, if you guys, I think you're probably better moving the darkness here. Yeah, I'll show you our safe house.
Okay.
Reggie, come on.
Oh, hello. Hi. I am Reggie. Nom.
He just goes, hello, little man. How are you?
Yeah, he just grabs Reggie's index finger with his giant hippopotamus hand and kind of shakes it.
Big guy. Oh, boy.
All right. He's with you, right?
Oh, yeah. We love this guy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, this is Luga. And I whip out the spider.
Cool, I guess.
And this is Cobbler.
What the hell is this?
It's a giant cinder block.
Oh, some kind of rock abomination.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Rock pet.
Rock, pet rock, I understand.
It's part of the family.
Sure. Can I give him a little high five?
Hell yeah.
I
woke you up, Cobbler.
I'm going to give him a little pet before he goes back in the bag.
Yeah, sure. Animal handling check.
I'll pet him too.
I wasn't expecting that. 14.
I nat 20'd my pet.
Yeah, he loves it. He rolls over on his, I assume would be his belly.
I give him a belly.
Yeah. You're just rubbing that weird spot where his like horrible tongue comes out of. He loves it.
All right, enough rubbing there, Daddy.
All right, well, come on then, boys. And you guys make your way into the alleyway. See, Dozer moves over and sort of flips up a concrete block in the ground, and there's a little stairwell down underneath Brandini.
I love secret stairs.
What the hell? This was here the whole time?
Yeah, it's a
secret. It's so sturdy.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know. Come on.
Right. Before going in, can I do a perception check to see if anybody notices that we're going down?
Yes, you can.
Oh.
It's a nat one, but I am going to use my luck point for the day.
Hold on. Do I notice Theo just kind of checking people?
Yeah.
Let me try. Before you
I'm
use
also
going to
put
point.
A set of eyes on this.
I mean, I already used it.
Oh, because I rolled a 22.
Oh, there you go.
Nat one. Stairs look great.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, you guys are a little nervous about going into like a dark hole in the ground. With a 22, I will say, Toluga, you think you kind of have like a feeling you might be being watched, but it's not strong enough to like stop you from going down here, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, I relay that. I'm like, Doze, I feel like I'm being watched.
I mean, I think we should be all right. It's pretty dark now, and all them dwarves should be sleeping.
Okay. It's just a real strong gut feeling I have. But we should be, like you said, all right, let's go in. I just lead the way. I just go ahead.
Yeah, he drops a torch down this hole. And as it falls down, you see it lands on the bottom. And there's a stairwell down to a stone step pathway underneath.
I'm like, all right, you don't have dark vision, huh?
No, I don't.
Neither do I.
Oh, Theo, this would be good for us. And here's a torch, boy.
Oh, thank you.
Here's your one. All right, now, come on. And you guys climb down this little stairwell just for flavor and fun. Let me get an acrobatics check from the group.
I ate.
24.
16.
I slipped. As you guys are climbing down the ladder, you just hear, Toluga, somehow, he's so slippery, he loses his footing and just tumbles down the stairs, down to the bottom.
24 to grab Daddy Athletics.
You got him.
Okay. You're in kind of like a little hammock of goo. So you almost hit, you're like just about to hit the bottom of this like rock floor and you get caught by Glebnor at the last minute.
Thanks, son. I'm just so slippery this early.
Yeah, it was damp down there.
You've been real slick.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And at the bottom of this ladder coming down, he picks up the torch that he had dropped, puts it up, and you guys can see it kind of cascades light down this tunnel. Let me get a perception check from everybody with disadvantage just because of how dark it is down here.
I have dark vision.
You have dark vision, but you like see in shades of gray, essentially. I want to see how far you can kind of see through it.
4.
13.
13?
Yeah, you guys just make out that it's this like long, winding stone tunnel.
Daddy?
That seems to be underneath Brandini.
Yes, son?
Can you turn the lights on?
Oh, okay.
The eye headlights go on.
I have dark vision now.
You have dark vision.
Because
now.
I think from the belt.
Yeah. Oh that's awesome.
Yep.
I will say, when you land at the bottom, you kind of are expecting your eyes to do that thing where they try to adjust in the dark. And it's almost like a sensory overload. As you can see all the way down the tunnel in shades of gray.
What the hell's happening? Why could I? Is this how you guys are all the time? In dark?
Yeah.
You just see all the way down with gray and all that.
Well, I mean, it's varying shades of gray, but yeah.
Huh? Wait, what do you see?
Yeah,
What am I seeing?
Just a long stone tunnel.
Yeah. Long stone tunnel. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never seen that before, but all right. Do I know it's from the belt?
You can make an insight check if you like.
It's a 5.
Can I insight check Theo? Because I'm like, something seems off with him right now.
Yeah, sure. Insight check.
It's 23.
You realize that there, as Theo's eyes open and kind of do that little shine over, you know, like a cat in the dark would kind of do, the belt is glowing a little bit, and this magic's definitely coming from the belt.
Oh, yeah, it's because of the belt.
The one that I won from the drinking game?
Yeah.
I thought it just gave me a cool beard.
No.
Oh. All right.
Sweet.
Wait, is it the next day? Does he have to redo his beard check?
I think we'll have you do it in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like sunrise.
Sunrise is up. Yep. I will also say, Toluga, with that insight check, Theo's kind of leading the way. These guys don't notice it, but the shadows almost seem to cling to him as he walks through this dark tunnel.
If you go ahead and have the shadow touch feet for me there, Theo. All
right. Well, we're going to have to talk about that later, but all right.
Yeah. Just one more thing on the long list of weird stuff you guys have going
on. Put that on the list. I felt like a little sticky note with a whole bunch of things. Like, oh, all right, check on Ivy, Demon, Mad Max, Theo, Shadow Man, Sun, Zom, with like four question marks.
Go ahead and make survival checks, everybody, if you wouldn't mind.
It was like, these tunnels can get kind of confusing.
10?
Dirty 20?
Nat 20.
Oh, yeah, with your big beaming lights.
I'm fired.
Yeah, you are. You're able to guide everyone down. Doge is like, oh, you're right. We almost fell in that whole, that would have been a whole pit. So that's good. And he kind of takes you to the end of this long stone pathway, and it opens up into this like big cavern. And you see at the back of the cavern, there's this really old kobold. He's like real wrinkly. Looks like Yarno in like 100 years, basically.
It's a raisin.
He is like in this strange underground tent almost. And like lining like the walls of this cavern are just traps. Just like he has all these like, there's like bear traps kind of hung up of all varying sizes. There seem to be like an explosive bench where there's these giant like jugs of clearly some kind of explosive chemical. And this incredibly old kobold looks up with these big goggles. He pulls them off and there's just like soot all around his eyes. He's just like,
hi, how are you? Who is it?
Hold on. They're with me. Boys, I'd like to introduce you all to Yurg.
Nice to meet you, Yurg. I say that in Draconic.
Oh, a gentleman.
He kind of scuttles up right up to you immediately.
Fine to meet you.
Shakes hand.
Yurg, Glebnor, very nice to meet you.
Glebnor, you're big, you're green.
There's something very familiar about you.
Oh, thank you. you met my nephew.
Is his name Yarno?
It's Yarno, he's my nephew, he's small, he's very clever.
We love that guy.
I am Yurg. What are you doing in my city?
Wait, you own the city?
Well, no.
Oh.
I am the head trapsmith of all the kobolds.
Ooh.
No one makes a boom bigger than me.
That sounds important.
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute.
You should talk to Taluga. He likes boom.
Yeah, you know how to make the boom?
Oh, I make
you
the
make
boom.
Boom?
Explosive.
Oh, I
boom.
Love boom boom.
Bigger boom.
Daddy, show him the book.
You don't know about the book.
I was thinking you got the book.
Well, yeah, but not the propulsion aspect of the book.
Strike what I said from the record.
I'm keeping that super secret.
I like the books.
You and me need to have a little powwow.
Oh, please.
You a little like the, top secret.
Make it like the bigger boom.
Oh, biggest boom you probably ever did see.
Yurg's been here forever. I mean, he's always been our contact, and we kind of would have traded Dreadsteel between the two cities.
You got Dreadsteel here?
Oh, heaps.
I like that.
Come on me.
He takes out a little flare and cracks it and leads you to like a darker part of the cavern. Make a perception check for me.
Everybody?
Also just for Theo for this one.
It's a 9.
Amongst like the piles of junk, much like Yarno, he has collected a giant assortment of bullshit. Mm-hmm. But you can see glinting Dreadsteel mixed in with all his garbage.
Oh, we melt it, we smith it, we make it into cool stuff. You like the Dreadsteel?
Could you fashion something that looks similar to this and I'll show him the
what
drawing.
Is this?
He grabs the drawing from you.
These are good. You have a real head for this stuff.
Well, yeah, I made this.
Oh, what'd it do?
Boom.
I like the boom. You look familiar to me.
Well, we haven't met.
Let me see you.
He's tiny. So he's probably like a little two foot tall dragon man. He has these like long kind of like tattered little robes on and just his big goggles. He like whips the goggles off his head to kind of give himself more room. He kind of climbs up your chest and puts your head in his hands.
Oh. You got a sister?
Yeah.
Oh, she been here.
When?
I help with a very fun job. Or make a boom in the museum.
Wait. Huh?
You a little brother?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen you in a long time, little boy.
We've seen each other before?
Oh, you are very small. Smaller than me. Your papa and mama came with your sister through here.
Wait, years ago. You knew my parents?
Oh, yes. Smart artificer, your father. Good eye.
Huh.
Your mama was a pretty lady. Beautiful eyes. You have them. You're beautiful, man.
He's just holding your head real close.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you.
Ellie came here for a fun job. We're making a big boom.
So, did she come here after that?
Oh, way later. She was much older.
How long ago was this?
Oh, 10 years ago. My memory's pretty good. About 10.
That tracks.
You like the Dredge Forge Steel, just like her.
Yeah, it makes these.
Makes a lot of good wave ones. Oh, perfect. Oh. You want to do a fun job like her?
You guys want to do a fun job?
What?
I can't hear you
up,
over
you're
here.
Way over there.
We're speaking in Draconic, I'm sorry. I'll go back to common.
So,
what's going on?
He's got, like, a fun job for us.
I love fun.
I do love jobs.
Who makes the boom? We do.
And if there's boom, you might be very interested.
Yurk here had an idea for a score. I was planning on taking it back to Yarno, but now that you boys are here, I think it might be more fun if we did it together. That museum in town, it used to be a Dreadforge museum. Years ago, though, your sister, Ellie, that crazy bitch raided it. They blew up a whole side of the town. She got in, stole tons of illegal Dreadforge tech. And made a way out of there. Head to the Underdark is what I heard.
Wonder if she came from the Underdark?
I'm going to make a history check for him.
Oh, maybe Ellie didn't make the gun.
16 on a history.
You remember that when you found Ellie's gun in the Underdark, you weren't sure how she had got a Dreadforge heart to power it. So it seems that while you went underground and came back up, she went over the mountain into the Underdark.
Gotcha.
And she got a Dreadforge heart from the museum.
Does the museum have any more somewhere hidden?
They hide it in the basement. It's all stupid, crazy propaganda now.
See, we don't like that.
Yeah, we don't like propaganda.
There used to be a very nice museum. Tell you all about the Dreadforge and how they would rip and shatter and kill. But now it's very, very different. It's all about crazy. He saved A. Boring. Lame. They hide all the good stuff in the basement. I was thinking maybe you boys want to go and take a steal.
Is it just hearts or they got other things?
Oh, so much cool stuff.
I mean, you guys are very good at smash and grab.
Well, you just had to. Now we gotta do it.
Smash and grab, Daddy?
Smash and grab.
See, Reggie's like, excuse me. Oh. Just a quick question. So, this was a museum to Dreadforge?
Oh, yeah, totally. It was all about how they had conquered the world, almost, and how the old father and his dwarves were able to save everyone. But Krizik no like this. He wants all the credit himself.
The all father stopped them?
That is what the stories used to say. He had help from Krizik, of course. I mean, the big maelstrom, of course, was big and important, but I think that sometimes they kind of try to take away the accomplishments of the dwarves. You know, I don't like Krizik. He's a big dork. I don't care for him. I want the Dreadforge Steel.
I love this guy.
Thank you. I am Yurg.
Yurg, you, Reggie, and I, we're going to have a big talk.
Big talk? Big
like explore? Sidebar.
Oh, I love the sidebar.
I immediately hand Yurg a pamphlet.
Yeah, hand him a Dreadforge.
Oh, this is a good steal.
You bet. Nothing
oh,
but
it's
the best.
Bleebly.
Bleebly.
You're the Bleebly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Did your mama name you Bleebly, or is this new?
No, it's like a title.
So regal. Oh, well, if anything like your daddy and your sister, I think we're going to have some real fun together. Make it a boom.
I want to make some boom.
I don't mean to put in the way here, Yurg, but our friends here tell me the Tidal Goal's been destroyed.
What? But I love the Tidal Goal.
Me too, man. I loved it in the ass.
I have been to the ass.
It's beautiful.
Round, cavernous.
Yeah, I molded my own ass after that ass.
I once loved a fish woman.
And you see, there's a glint in his eye and like a candle flickers in the dark.
Beautiful.
Oh, she was a clownfish.
He starts crying. I think we should probably try to stay on task here. Boys, how can we help you in this city? What are you looking for?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure what we're looking for outside. We were trying to find you.
I'm touched.
Connections, mostly. Yeah.
I mean, we got to talk to the... what are they? Who are they?
Stone
Gripper Council.
Yeah. We got to talk to them and try and get them on our side. Because, you know, Krizik destroyed Tidagol. Well, the followers, some, not all, I guess, because there's at least one person that we know
there's
that's...
There's at least one Krizik believer that hasn't tried to murder us, or my people, or our people, or other people.
She seems like a swell gal.
Yeah.
The Krizik's are mostly kind of people. Dorky. Really? I mean, the ones I know here.
All the ones we met have tried, have attempted genocide and murder.
Yeah.
Oh, and mind control.
It's yes. No good.
It's very not great.
I think we maybe need to know a little bit more about the Krizik.
Yeah, it's
what
weird.
Better place than his museum?
Exactly. There is a lot of propaganda, stupid stuff. But I think there might be some other things we can find there. They're hiding all the goods and I want them.
They got like a vault?
I don't know. I know it's a big spooky basement.
Why is it spooky? Is it just because it's a basement?
Are you afraid of basements?
I don't like them.
Well, you live in one. What are you?
Wait, calm down. It's fine. Have you never put together that you might be living in a basement?
This is scary to me.
Well, you know what would take your mind off it?
What would it be?
I need to sidebar with him for like 5 minutes.
All right.
Tiny sidebar?
Tiny sidebar.
Get down. I'm very short. Lower.
Okay, I like lower. Sit.
Lower.
Okay. I'm lower. Lying down, belly first, kicking my feet.
Good.
Like, okay.
Perfect.
I whip out the book. I need you to not tell Bleebly, my son, anyone else about this.
Okay.
And I flip it open to the propulsion stuff.
Oh, interesting.
What if?
Theoretical.
Yes, I know. I'm learning this to try and make something, well, two things, but we'll worry about the second thing another time. The first thing is, what if we do this in one of those?
This make the boom go far.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am a big fan of all of you. You have come to me on the most great day. Excellent.
Okay.
You steal me the Dreadforge technology and we make a bigger boom.
Yes. Okay.
Cool. Great.
Yeah, I close the book. All right. And I put it in my bag.
Your friend is very smart.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
very intelligent.
I'm smart, son.
Did you ever question the intelligence of this fish?
I don't recall.
Interesting. What is your relationship with fish?
He's my father.
I could have been a father.
You know, there is a Kuotoa village in the Underdark.
Sloopledrip.
Sloopledrip.
You're familiar.
Oh, I took my blushing bride there one time. It was so damp, but the kazoo at Solvanos was so beautiful.
Oh, you like the kazoo? And I start, I'm about to blow into the brown nose.
No.
Aw. Put it up.
Jurg.
Yes.
What did happen to your beautiful Kuotoa?
It just didn't work out.
What do you mean? You're so great.
Son, don't pry.
Sorry.
She got a horrible infection in her cloaca.
Jurg, we really...
I know I'm sharing a lot.
If only you had a powerful kazoo technique that might have been able to clear it out.
It was impossible to clear. I don't want to keep dwelling.
I'm so sorry.
Son, stop it.
No, you've pried and opened up a well of emotions in me.
Oh, come
new
here,
topic,
you.
New topic.
Bring it in for a hug. I need connection.
I try to hug, but I'm still slippery.
I'm going to wrap him up like a blanket.
This is very comforting to me.
You good?
Pat on the
you
back.
Good, Jurg?
I feel good.
Okay, side note, I felt like I was being watched when we entered.
No, there is always people trying to sneak into my thing, get my explosives and my fun traps.
Okay, just thought I'd let you know.
Trust me, if they come down here, they're going to be in for a very weird surprise.
Why weird?
There are so many spike traps down here.
Okay, all right. Now I get it.
Have you ever seen maybe like a big log that swings in with the spikes on it?
Yeah.
I have so many.
Wow.
Just like a crazy amount. Like some would say, that's too many logs. I know. It's good.
It's not enough logs?
Finally, someone who gets me.
I know. It's...
I'm really happy this introduction's going so well. Y'all are really getting along like gangbusters here. Morning's coming. You boys have breakfast plans?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I won't keep you from them, but, yeah.
Hold on. Yurk, do you have any spare traps that, you know, just in case we get into any type of sticky situation, we can, you know, kind of throw them down, get people off our tail?
Oh, perfect. I think you just need a little bit of alchemist's fire.
Yeah.
You have grenades?
Oh, that is more of my nephew's specialty.
Okay.
He's incredibly good with the grenades.
Yeah, he is.
This is a little simpler. This is alchemist's fire, but you can have a whole crate.
I would love a whole crate.
How much is in a crate?
I don't know. Maybe you roll a D100?
Okay. All right, I guess I'll...
Who's taking the roll?
Me. Oh, 24.
That makes sense. It's like a 24-pack. He hands you just like, it looks like a case of beers.
Just for funsies, I rolled an 83.
Okay, well, now I'm happy that didn't happen.
Okay. Well, yeah. You want things to blow up and go on fire, this will do it.
Were these the same jugs that you said were like the jugs that had the explosive liquid?
Yeah, it looks like these alchemist fires must have been made from this strange concoctions he has brewing at all times.
Question?
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these go like kaboom boom?
I think the most fun is to tie a bunch together and then hook it. Yes.
Do you have a bandolier for these?
Oh, like a cool sexy cowboy.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't be the best thing to hold them out in front of us, because what if they break on us?
Do you have bag of holding?
Yes.
Oh, I can put it in there.
Okay. Cool.
Sick.
Yeah. I'm going to take two of the alchemist fires out and just kind of...
There's two missing from the 24 pack.
Yeah.
I imagine they have the little plastic ring thing that just pops up.
Make sure to recycle that.
You got to cut them so the turtles don't choke.
The turtles are joking.
No. They love the stuff for
some
reason.
They love it. They catch up chewing it.
I don't understand it, but you know.
Okay.
Yurk, real quick.
Of course.
The dread steel.
Mm-hmm.
If I bring some of that topside, people just give me a side eye?
It depends. It's kind of frowned upon. That's why I operate in the shadows, but it's fine.
Okay.
Just, you know, you didn't get it from me.
Can I get like a tiny piece of it?
Yeah, he'll just kind of like yank a big piece of kind of like just, it's almost like almost like aluminum foil wrap. He just pulls a big strip of dread steel out and cuts
it. All right.
What are you going to do with it?
I just want to see if the blacksmith could work with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have plans.
Did like I hear I you say you melt it down and make things?
Well, we can make it down. Yeah. Let's
can you make things?
I mean, they make a alchemist fire. I usually use a dread steel to make my traps because if you get your leg caught in bear trap, you might keep leg. If you get your leg caught in dread steel bear trap, you'll have no leg.
Okay.
That's if good to know.
If you're going to talk to a blacksmith, talk to my guy, Handsome Huff.
Handsome Huff?
He is pigeon.
Okay. Can I have some of that dread steel?
Yeah, sure. I have so much of it.
My man. Love this guy.
We are going to do a bigger heist together. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay.
So many treasures and secrets they're hiding in my basement. We must get them all.
Have you ever thought of just digging into their basement?
Interesting.
Tunnel operation.
Oh, maybe that's a smart way to do it. I was going to see you guys sneak into the top and go down to the basement, but this might
work. It'd be more time efficient.
Because
then we won't have to work around a guard schedule. We just bust it in, grab as much crap as we can, and we're already in your base.
I must plan.
We just have to set some traps on the way out.
You need a backup base because they'll know this exists.
This guy gets it.
You're going to need to make a backup base app, though. Oh,
base two?
Yeah, two bases.
Because once you make that hole, it's two ways.
That's why we set it with traps. Lots of traps.
This guy gets it. It's about the traps. It is about maiming and impaling as many people as you can when they try to get your things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shrapnel, stealing the knee. Oh, they hurt so bad. Okay, I'm getting carried away.
Yeah, I got breakfast side. To make.
Yeah, we're going to get going there, Jörg, but I'm happy this went so well. As he kind of like leads you guys out of Jörg's little hideout, he's like, I've never seen him take a shine to someone like that.
To who, Theo?
Not all of you.
You just got to speak his language. He likes boom.
He likes traps.
He loves traps. If anything, he talks too much about traps. It's kind of his whole... Yeah, he's neither here nor there.
All right, well, I'll let him get to planning. We can get back to that, but let's make sure we don't want to miss your brunch. Yeah, just be planning for, so...
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure you guys got a lot of stuff to do in the city. All right, I'll bring you back. Survival check one more time for everybody.
15.
30, 20.
18.
Perfect. You guys are walking down and you all realize that there's one hallway that like looks way too nice. You're like, that's not a good hallway. and I'll say, who got the highest one?
I think me, I had dirty 20.
Yeah, you kind of like kick a pebble down the hallway and just so many axes just start swinging down the hall. Just huge axes, like flamethrowers going off and just spike traps coming out of the ground and ceiling.
How has no one heard this? How far maybe underground are we?
I mean, you did fall kind of pretty far.
It was a stretch to get you.
All right. It's just so surprising.
We'll cut a little bit forward. You guys are now back in the bar. Kitchen staff's getting in there. What are we doing for this breakfast, boys?
All right.
So Danny, take the wheel.
I'm going to take out all the corn from...
Oh, from Buff Chuck?
From Buff Chuck.
Buff Chuck's corn.
I'm going to get all the makings needed for bread. I'm going to have some stuff to make corned beef hash. And then a nice fancy plate.
Okay.
And I'm going to also whip out a mortar and pestle.
All right.
I guess a nice little skillet or something.
Yeah. You get all set up and you can see the kitchen staff's all kind of just standing around you watching you work. You see your goblin friend Fitzgibbon is just ripping a butt and he's just like, what's the corn for?
Oh, you'll see. I just hit it. It hit me last night from the guy who, from good old Buff Chunks or whatever.
It's not Buff Chunks. It's Buff Chuck.
Yeah, he likes his corn.
He talks so much about it. Okay, go ahead, make it. Let's see this thing.
So I shuck the corn.
Good shuck.
Try to get as much off it from the cob, from all the corn that he gave me. I don't know. Yep. And she pucked my way. And I just start mashing it with the mortar.
Awesome. Let's get a sleight of hand check.
14.
Okay. Yeah. You're able to grind it all up. What are you making for breakfast?
I'm going to be making some cornbread. I'm going to then make some corned beef and hash.
Mm.
I'm going to try and crisp it so it can fold into a taco shape.
Ooh.
I'm going to, when the bread's done, I'm going to slice it. I'm obviously making more than just the one. And I'm going to add a slice into each one of the corned beef hash taco. And then, I forgot to mention, I'm making a gravy to go with it, and I'm going to drizzle it in gravy.
The kitchen staff all looks on in wonder as you make this insane cornbread taco. You can see Fitzgibbons is like,
you're an artist, kid. It's beautiful. I've never tasted something so moist and delicious. I know you seem like you have a lot going on, but would you like to quit all of that and just be a chef here?
Some days I do think about it.
Maybe the end of all of this.
Maybe someday.
Is it delicious? Do you mind if we use this recipe?
I'll go ahead. But we get some royalties from it.
Okay, sure. All right. Residual income?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll give you 10 silver for every gold I make.
20.
Drive a hard bargain, Toluga.
He shakes your hand.
Does he actually grab my...
Yeah, he slides right through your hand. Whoa!
Oh, another hugger!
Oh. Okay, here it is.
You can go ahead and have that chef feat if you hadn't already. Mm-hmm. Toluga can now mechanically make treats for the gang instead of just rolling a d20 and hoping he doesn't get a staple sandwich.
Is Jeff back yet?
You can see Jeff is waiting outside as you guys come out of the tavern. He's made a Bleebly shirt. It's like a poorly drawn picture of Theo on his shirt.
I love this kid.
What do I need to do? What's up?
All right. Here's the deal. Do you know how to get to the Underdark?
I could find my way there. There's a tunnel in the Highlands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be open.
It's open. Oh,
but guys, we can't just send them there. It's dangerous.
Are you good at not dying?
I have Bleebly at my side. I can't die.
The kid's got a point.
What if we outfit him a little bit?
I like that idea a bit more.
So I'm going to give him...
I have a better idea.
What's your better idea?
Jeff.
Uh-huh.
You're going to wait a few days.
Okay.
Bask in the light of Bleebly.
Of course.
I say we send him back with Dozer.
Is Dozer going to go?
We don't know if Dozer's going underground.
Yeah.
He's got to visit Yarno.
You guys can make an inside check on that situation if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
22.
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance Dozer, once now that he knows Yarno's alive, is going to want to meet back up with that whole operation. Now that you guys have a kind of like a base in the Underdark.
All right, I guess. Yeah, all right. Well, good thinking, son. I guess we send him with Dozer.
Yeah, so Jeff.
Yes.
What you're going to want to do.
Uh-huh.
Stay here.
Of course.
Learn the cornbread recipe.
Is that important to the faith?
Yo, yeah.
100%.
Okay. Anything you say, please.
So, you're a dessert boy, correct?
Mm-hmm. Patisserie chef.
Fantastic. Whatever you call it. You know the taco shape we're doing?
I've seen it.
Can you make that dessert? Do you have the skills to impress your god?
By the power of Bleebly, I can do all things. I have to go.
He pushes by you and makes a beeline to the kitchen.
Jeff, just make sure you go back with Dozer. Tell her Toluga sent you. You're going to look for...
We got time. We'll set this up when they leave.
I'm going to tell Jeff to...
Yes. I didn't mean to be so overzealous.
No. I like your moxie, all right?
Thank you.
All right? But what, you know, Dozer's going to bring you back with him, okay?
Who's Dozer?
I'm going to get to that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. I'm sorry.
It's fine. So, we're going to keep it on the hush because Dozer's a very private person, mm-hmm. okay? So he doesn't need to, everyone doesn't need to know Dozer, but you're going to know Dozer because...
I've been chosen.
Yes. So, Dozer, he's a big hippo man.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. A gif?
Yes. Okay. I wasn't sure if you knew. Yes. So, no. Okay. So, yes. Big gif. He's got a nice military jacket and everything on.
He sounds so cool.
He will collect you from here mm-hmm. and bring you back with him to the Underdark so you can join, you know.
Train.
Are there more followers of Bleebly down there?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you are in for a treat, my friend.
Yep.
My people.
Yeah.
You might even be able to get a spider.
What?
Oh, yeah. Toluga, tell him about the spiders.
Yeah.
You mean like Luga?
No, Luga's special. They all aren't like Luga. Luga's unique, and I pat Luga on the head.
That's, of course, I couldn't get anything as good as Luga. Why would I? I'm so sorry.
But
I would love a spider, though. My own spider.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you want to hear the best part of all, Jeff?
Yes.
You will be training directly under... Me, ma, mommy, and Plu, Pleen.
My mom.
Mother to the Plope.
Mother to the Plope?
Yeah.
What's the Plope? It wasn't really on the pamphlet.
Do I know what a Plope
wait,
is?
I amended the pamphlets.
I didn't get an amended pamphlet. I got an old one. Can I have an amended pamphlet?
Of course.
This is so cool. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Me, ma, mommy, Plu, Pleen. Okay. Yeah. I see it here. So you're
going to carry on one of the cornerstones of the Bleebly faith.
Yeah, what is it? What's a cornerstone?
Food.
It is huge.
You are taking over our difference. You are going to be the head of the dessert division. Do you know how important that is?
You make an inside check.
Okay.
Everyone can make an inside check, yeah.
4.
11.
14.
He can totally handle this responsibility. I don't even know what to say. That you would trust me to be the patisserie chef of this new faith.
Bleebly, your mercy is boundless.
He gets on his knees and just starts groveling at your feet.
Fitz. We're going to leave Jeff with you for a couple of days. I know he quit, but he's a good kid. Please just let him use the kitchen for a little bit.
What did you guys do to him? He's being so weird.
No, I've never seen anyone.
I've never seen anyone take to this so quickly.
Just don't give him too hard of a time, please.
No, I won't. I'll let him back there. He can still use the kitchen.
You're a good guy.
Thank you.
On the way out to Jeff, I'm going to hand him a light crossbow. Just keep that on you if any trouble happens.
To protect yourself.
Yes.
He just starts pointing it at
Hold
everyone.
Hold on. Trigger discipline.
Don't point it.
No.
Trigger discipline.
You're right.
It doesn't have a bolt in it. I gave him bolts off to the side. It's not locked and loaded.
Thank God.
Still, it's good practice.
The word of Bleebly is to holster when you do not need to show. I have received his word and his commandment.
I'm looking at the pamphlet. See? He's almost as good as me.
I must go.
No, not right now, though.
I meant just to the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We will see you again.
We'll see you before you leave.
Yes. Of course. By Bleebies will be done. Choco Taco, I'm coming for you.
It's a very small halfling man. And 3 feet tall, maybe. makes his way back to the kitchen. And you can see he's like singing Bleebly songs.
There is no Bleebly songs.
There's one. He's
making them up. You got everyone make a perception check for me real quick.
On Bleebly hymns.
Dirty 20.
10.
12. As you guys are just walking out of Hamhead Tavern, you kind of just stop in the doorway for a second, Theo. You can hear from the kitchen as the door swings open as you can see Fitzgibbons goes back in there.
How great is Bleebly? Sing with me, how great.
Just like your head drowns out as you leave the tavern.
We gotta. That can't be our tune. We gotta put the kibosh on that.
Let's let him have that for now, but.
We'll have Cosmo send some stuff.
I was gonna say, eventually Cosmo's new album will probably go like platinum or something, and then, you know, everyone will know.
Minimum.
It. Yeah, minimum.
Hopefully. Well, because we can't have anything dorkier than Krizik.
No, no way. That would be bad news. You guys make your way out of the tavern. I know, yeah. You know? You guys got a real weird faith. You're going to unfortunately be attracting some weird guys, but they're real in the spirit. They got the spirit, you know?
Yeah. So you guys come out now into Brendini in the light of day. You guys are kind of coming here when it was a little bit darker or the sun was kind of setting. A beautiful town square, an idyllic country town. Beautiful stone buildings. You can tell that like there's lots of like clear dwarven masonry here. You can see there's like Allfather runes above most of the door frames going into the houses. For those of you that now speak dwarvish, just says blessings of the Allfather protect this home.
16 on a beard check.
My beard looks good. It looks a little bit longer than yesterday, but like real straight. Looks nice.
Does his old beard just fall out and then the new beard just grow back?
Yeah, big time. The second you hit the light of day, you're clean shaven for just a second as it just fills back in.
It's a perfectly it's
gonna,
shaped.
It's going to take a little getting used to. That was a little
power
weird.
Power of a god right there.
Can everyone make a quick perception check for me as you guys are in this little town square here?
It's 14.
19.
Nat 1.
You are just really taking in the sights, Taluga. You can see there's tons of dwarves, some rabbit folk, a couple of humans even, coming in and out of the square. But what you notice, Glegmar, to the center of the town square, there's a big statue. You do see a statue of the Allfather, this big, burly dwarf holding this big hammer. You can see that there is a newer statue, larger, of Krizik standing next to him. And it almost kind of overshadows the other statue.
We're going to have to do something about that.
What if we just, like, swap their heads in, like, the middle of the night?
What if we make a third statue?
I want to do something really stupid. What are they made out of?
A stone.
Stone. How good does the Krizik statue look?
Looks immaculate.
Oh, are you gonna?
Yep, I'm gonna do it. I want to walk by the Krizik statue, and because of Shadow Touched, I took Distort Value.
Okay.
And I want to walk by and just kind of put my hand on like the base of it and cast Distort Value, and basically. With it, I can either double the object's perceived value by adding illusory flourishes or to polish it, and I can reduce its perceived value by half with the same thing, basically with scratches, dents, and other unsightly features.
God damn it!
anyone examining the object can ascertain its true value with an intelligence save against the spell save DC. I don't have one but I'm assuming it's like a...
It's probably like 15, something like that. Something that's what I'll use for that.
Okay.
I just rolled for a guy walking by. You can see a dwarf walking by, kind of looks up and goes,
oh, what is that, shale? Oh, it's all chipping and paling. Fucking dork.
And he walks down the alleyway, and you can see some people looking by are just like, ugh.
How often can you do this?
Once a day, but it lasts for 8 hours.
All daylight.
Before
perfect.
He did that, can I see like how good quality this, like what kind of stone is he?
It looks like this is like a pure granite slab carved with some kind of stone shape spell.
I open the bag for Cobbler, and I'm like, Cobbler, yeah. I look at him like, yes, no. All right. Okay. All right. I close. I open. Soon. We got to come by in the middle of the night.
I also say, just for flavor, you look up and like the Krizik statue, which had it's, you know, this big like satyr god, this like goat monstrosity surrounded by thunder and lightning bolts. You kind of just like cutened him up a little. It just looks like kind of like a... What's that fucking sheep doll name?
Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop. It's got big Lamb Chop energy now. You've like rounded out all of his sharp, cool features. And there's just like people just like, just as they walk by and look at it. Yeah, I guess, yeah, there you go. You guys are fucking crazy. What would you like to do?
I got a 19 on my perception. Do I see huffs, buffs, shields and stuff?
Yeah, sure. I'll say, you look down the street with your 19 perception. It's kind of like getting a little bit busier because we're in the morning now. See a lot of like, just like plump, happy dwarven people going to work. You walk by, there's like a dwarven bakery and it's just like a perfect smell of like bread and croissants kind of fill the street. There's just like little jolly dwarven children, like some growing beards, some have like weird little mustaches. There's like, they kind of just run down the street. At the end of an alley, you do see there is a big blacksmith shop. And up top, you can see it says Handsome Huff's Blacksmith Stuff.
Daddy.
What?
Can we go to the blacksmith?
Oh, cool. I got to talk to him. Where is he? And I start walking right the opposite direction.
Nope. This way.
What? Where?
Right down there. Alley.
Where is there?
Follow me.
Okay.
I will say with your urchin background, you are starting to pick up the side streets.
I'll make a note.
Mm-hmm. And as you approach, you can all see the big blacksmith's apron in the front of the shop. There's a giant pigeon man. He looks like a real city pigeon. Like gray feathers. Kind of has that like greenish purple kind of thing going on his neck.
Huff?
That's the name.
Oh my God.
Handsome Huff. How are you?
No wonder they call you handsome.
I'm a fine specimen, am I not? I'm just kidding around. Come on in.
Okay.
What can I do you boys for?
Can we close the windows real quick?
Yeah, sure. Is it drafty in here?
We got something. Wink, wink. That we need help with.
He says in Draconic. You boys looking for the good stuff, then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
100%.
You don't speak Draconic.
Shit. I wish someday.
Yeah, Theo, you instantly pick this up. He kind of brings you guys in, looks around, closes the blinds. You talked to Jurg.
Yes, we did.
You boys from Magri, you got something good for me to sell?
No, we're from Tidigal.
Ah, good scrappers down in Tidigal. What are you looking for?
Are you speaking Common?
Back to Common, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was just Draconic now. Just to kind of test if you guys, yeah, you good.
Cool, so that means you work with this and I whip out the drone.
God damn.
I dump mine on the ground.
You're giving you all this dress deal?
Oh, yeah, I kind of just asked for a little piece and he gave me a huge amount.
Yeah, must have made an impression.
I do like Boom.
That boy love Boom. All right, what are you trying to make?
I would like a shield.
Okay, a Dreadsteel shield.
But the most important part of the shield, and I pull out my pamphlet that I've emblazoned the crest of Bleebly on.
Okay, little lily pad and a gun. Perfect.
I need this emblazoned on the front.
Oh, like, no problem. I can do that.
Prominently.
What is this thing you're putting here in the middle?
It's the crest of Bleebly.
It's these.
Oh, are those Dreadsteel?
Yeah.
Can I just take a quick look?
Sure. I'll hand him Judge's sentence.
God damn, this is fine craftsmanship. He's Who made this? You made this?
Yes, sir.
No wonder Yurk took a shine to you boys.
Well, he's the god of it.
The god of it?
Yeah, flip that pamphlet over.
Interesting.
You are Blee Blee?
Yes, I am.
Bring her to what?
In the flesh.
You look like a human man, but that's, you know, neither here nor there.
See, I'm a god of the people, so...
Ah, yes. It says down here. and you would be the plope of the people, I imagine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's me,
Kaluga. Bold here on the pamphlet. a shield, then. I can make you a shield. Yeah, a Dreadsteel shield. It'd be pretty strong as well.
Dreadsteel. It's powerful.
What about you two?
What I want's going to be complicated, so...
All right, I can do complicated.
Well, it might take longer than what he might.
I mean, what do you, like, what do you got to sell? I mean,
swords, armor, you know, kind of the standard stuff.
Looking, so I have this shield here, but I kind of need it to not be attached and more of floating.
Oh, you want to animate it?
If that's what they're called.
Oh, yeah, yeah, let me see that bracer.
Take it off and hand it to him.
Again, this works, immaculate. This you as well?
No, that was my sister.
Huh. I can see what I can do. I can probably animate this.
That would be...
A little pricey. I'm going to have to charge you about 100 gold.
I got the gold.
We could figure it out, yeah.
All right. I mean, my prices are pretty fair, but this is going to be a custom job, you understand?
No, I understand that. It just, you know, you hold on to it once... You know, I know you're holding the money there, but once we have enough for everything that you're... Megan, we will,
And as he kind of inspects it, he turns it over and sees the crest of Jaeger on. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I need this kind of heat. I don't mean to cause any problems. You boys aren't from Jaeger on, are you?
No.
All right, well...
Is this stuff too hot?
It's not that I can't deal with the Dreadsteel. I'm a fine blacksmith. It's just there's laws about using it, and... You know, Yeagerons at war, they're kind of... It's kind of a... I just...
Can you wipe off the Yeageron symbol?
I don't know. This is actually... I can try. I just want to warn you. I might have to up my price a bit. If you guys like it, you can try to do some haggle checks here. I'm going to get some persuasion rolls from the gang, if you'd like.
Yeageron tech's real hot. So...
10?
6.
I nat 20'd. So I lean in, I'm like, think of the prestige you'll get for being able to turn a Yeageron shield into an animated one, proving that you probably are the best blacksmith around.
You may be playing to my vanity, but they don't call me Handsome Huff for nothing. 100 gold. Make a shield for you, I'll give it to you for 10.
Sold.
Anything for you there, fish man?
Yeah, I gotta talk. Theo, I'm gonna need your mortar.
All right.
And one of the guns, just to show him.
He just sees me pull out a hand mortar from behind, like, my coat. Just, here you go.
Okay, thanks. And then you already took a look at the gun, right?
Yeah, the one he just handed me.
Okay, cool. You got, like, a back room? Because I want this to be a surprise.
For who?
Him.
Oh, I thought you meant for me.
No, that would be weird.
No, I get it. Yeah, we have a bag. It's where I keep my blacksmith supply. Excuse me, everyone. I suppose. This big pigeon man just kind of moves in the back room. He kind of ruffles his feathers a little bit as he goes back there.
I'm like, all right. I reach into my bag of holding. I whip out the book. I open up the propulsion. I take out some reading glasses. I push them up. I take out a pencil and paper. And I start sketching a 6-barreled rocket launcher.
Whoa, man. I mean... I don't know. This might be... You're going to probably need to be in Jaeger-on to figure this out. This is way... I make swords and an axe every once in a while. You're talking about advanced propulsion and rocketry.
Well, hold on. I'm handling the propulsion. I need you to just make this.
You just need to make the shape, I suppose?
Well, you saw how that gun had that, like, chamber, uh-huh. And you reloaded it.
Like a way bigger one?
A way bigger one that could handle explosive movement forward. Like you're launching a big bullet.
I suppose if anything could handle this kind of pressure, it would be Dreadsteel. Give me a few days. I'll see what I can do.
Okay, this was like long term. This wasn't going to be immediate.
Okay, thank you, because I don't know what kind of schedule we're on here.
I don't either.
When can I pick up my shield?
That'll be ready. You can just buy one. We have plenty of those.
But I want the emblazoned.
You want the blade? Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Let me hold on.
And the dreadsteel one.
Let me start writing everything down.
I want some common metal shield.
A notebook, and he's like, one dreadsteel shield, a tiny logo. He does like a quick little
large draw. Logo.
Oh, you want a big?
Huge.
Huge. Huge logo. whatever the fuck that guy asked for. animate a shield.
Well, I just want to know, can you do it?
I can try. I can make you, I believe, just the
can
basic
can you make me a part of it?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I can make you the cylinder you're going to need to... I mean, I don't want to talk in front of your friend, of course, because this is supposed to be a birthday surprise.
Okay. But... Guys, sidebar. Just,
literally, you just see Theo put two fingers right here. Sidebar. One in each ear. Just...
What's it, sidebar?
Yeah, it's when we have a conversation and no one else can hear or interfere.
Oh, it was in the pamphlet. Yeah. I'm sorry. Continue.
So, you can do it, but you said the cylinder I need to...
I mean, I can make the basic shape of this in Dreadsteel. I can forge it. It's just, I don't know how the hell all the mathematics is going to work of the propulsion system.
Oh, okay. I'll handle the propulsion system.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make you the casing. That'll work.
Awesome.
All right.
Can I get like a ballpark price range?
Probably around 50 gold. It's not that the magic's very complicated. It's more the shape of it.
Okay. But think about this. What if I have your name labeled on the side? And this is a one-of-a-kind.
A Handsome Huff original.
Handsome Huff original out there in the world. You'll get so much. And it shows that not only can you work with Jaegeron tech, you can work with Dreadsteel and form it like it's putty in your hands.
Make an insight check as you check out Huff, as he kind of weighing all his options here. Eats a piece of bread. Real quick.
It's a 23.
I think you can see his vanity really going. And he starts realizing that if he can make a weapon that a god uses, then he will live on in history. I'll do it for free. You put my logo on the side, no charge.
Yeah, obviously. You're the one that made it. I might have handled the propulsion stuff, but you made the weapon itself.
Taluga, you're a fair man. I'm going to shake your hand.
Does he slip?
Actually, he goes to shake your hand and just tons of feathers get stuck to your hand.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me just...
No, it's weird for both of us.
No, it's fine. I'm sorry. I'll pull.
Hold on. Yeah. So here's what I'll do for you. Uh-huh. If it helps, I could leave the propulsion portion of this book with you so that you can at least know how much force... That's a word I learned in the book. This thing will be taking.
I can try. Okay, that'll actually be helpful because then I can figure out how thick I need to make this steel to kind of handle the pressure and the heat.
Yeah. And then I'll also talk to Jurg about the explosive stuff so that you and him can, when he works out like how much heat everything's making, he can also inform you on that.
All right, perfect. I'm going to need probably a couple days for this.
Yeah.
You can let your friends know that the shields will both be ready by tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Well, a new business venture.
Still fingers in the air.
Hey, thumbs up, you guys.
Good?
Yeah, we're good. We're better than good, my man.
He waves at you guys.
Could I dap him up?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
15?
Yeah, he daps you up, but then again, like feathers just get stuck in your pseudopod.
It's fine.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm molten.
It's all right.
It's the time of year. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it happens, man. Don't worry about it.
It's tough being a pigeon in a furnace because, the heat really gets to me.
You said it was 100 gold for what he wanted, and then
100 gold for the anime shield, 110 gold total. But you can just give me half now, half later.
I got the cash.
I'm like, no, I'll cover it all now.
Wow, big spenders.
And I'll give him the
full. I expect nothing less from a god and his followers.
You know, you got to be... I'm going to get my name out, show you that I'm a good trader here.
If anyone asks, Handsome Huffs, best weapons in town.
Clearly.
Oh, they will be.
I haven't seen better, so.
You see, he's just eating a big, old piece of a donut. Just crumbs everywhere.
Give him a crud secondhand sandwich.
Hold on. Yeah, I purposely try to reach for a crud sandwich.
Go for it.
All right, it's a 9.
You give him, it actually is a taco. It's just like a crud sandwich has definitely been on it. So you have to peel it off.
And it does that thing where birds go to eat something where he's just pecking at it and this shit's just going everywhere all around. But he's just starting to work, not even paying attention. Thank you.
So when can I come back for the book? 2 days, you said?
2 days.
2 days? Okay. Don't lose it.
Oh, I would never. Of course not.
All right.
All right. You guys make your way out of Handsome Huff's blacksmith stuff.
You seem to be like beaming, like, yes.
What time is it?
You're a sundial. I'd say it's mid-morning.
Mid-morning.
Yeah.
Perfect time to go see a council, some might say.
Okay.
We got to meet Malva.
Perception check, everyone.
Was she eavesdropping?
It's 25.
I got an 8.
19.
Damn, Theo, you see her. She's like waiting in the town square.
She's staring at
yes. You can see she's looking up like, well, that don't look right. Why is he all around? That's not what crazy. God, something's happening in the city. I think it's probably rocking her faith even more, seeing how lame he looks.
Oh, boys, perfect timing.
Yeah.
Malva.
The council's waiting. You already know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
What?
How long do you think this meeting's going to take?
I guess that's really all new, boys. How much you want to tell them and how much you want to talk.
Should we hit up a couple of shops first? See what else is in town?
I mean, they are waiting.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we don't hold a council. Let's go.
Okay.
We originally came here for the council.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Follow me.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys make your way through the winding streets of this little town.
I'm clocking it.
As we're walking, I know he's clocking the way we're going. I want to be watching or looking around at more of like the people and just kind of clocking. Mm-hmm. Do I notice anybody paying too much attention to us?
Good question.
I want to see people trying to like...
Yeah, perception or insight checks from the gang if you'd like.
Is it insight or...
Insight or perception? Insight. Perception is to see if you notice anyone. Insight is to kind of get a general read.
11.
17 perception.
22 insight.
Cool. I would say with the high perception check, 17, you do notice that like it's just a very interesting mix. Most of these dwarves actually do have Allfather symbols. It seems to be almost kind of just like the tradition here to worship the father of the dwarves. Mm-hmm. But you do notice just some like very average looking dwarven people that have Krizik necklaces on. Mm-hmm. None of the crazy crystal bullshit you guys dealt with in the last arc, but just pretty traditional stuff. It seems like a pretty healthy mix of different faiths here. Mm-hmm. And you do notice that there's a good amount of humans that kind of seem to be trading here. A lot of rabbit folk with that very high insight check. Because of how diverse this group is and because a lot of people come down from Magri to trade here, you guys are kind of actually blending in. You don't really stand out in this crowd.
Even me?
Maybe Glubnor a tad. I will say that high of an insight. Every once in a while, someone's like, whoa. Just kind of checks him out. Again, you're an 8-foot tall blob.
But nobody's like concerned about it.
I would say that like most average adventurers have probably run into a gelatinous cube or two. So to see like a big gooey guy, it's like, oh, maybe a wizard made that. Like no one seems to be really paying too close attention to you.
Okay.
I would say you would see that attention kind of focus a bit as you get closer to this large tree where this keep is, only because the security is a little tighter here because you're going heading towards the council. So you make your way through these winding streets. You do see a lot of these dwarven guards. These people don't have exactly like faith symbols on them. These just all seem to be having symbols of the village itself. These are just town guards. And as you get closer, there's this massive willow tree in the center of the town. And it looks like a stone keep built at its base. And Malva's like, all right, this way.
Okay.
Let them know you're coming. And she leads you into this large door. You kind of push this giant wooden door open. And as you enter, you can see there's a like fervor. There's tons of people coming and going. There's dwarven messengers coming and going. There's like almost like... You can see there's ward mages, mages that are kind of masters of wards and seals that seem to be like putting protective runes over the whole building. And at the very back, you can see that there is a raised platform with three seats all at the same level as each other. There is a squat dwarven balding man in the center. He is drunk as all shit. He's got like a big keg next to him and a tube coming from the keg into like wrapped around his arm up to his mouth. He's just kind of sucking on like basically like a beer bong. he looks kind of almost bored by everything. And at his left and right are two women, dwarven women. Both of these, they look a little bit older. They're much clearer to tell that they are identical. One is dressed a bit more prim and proper. There's like, she has lots of like flourishes of pink and purple in her dress. kind of gaudy jewelry. The other one is a little bit more somber, kind of wearing like dark grays. She's holding a cleric staff at her side. These are the Stone Gripper triplets, the Council of Brandini. That's them. They're actually pretty good and fair people.
I hope so.
Stagley is a bit of a drunk, so he might kind of needle you a bit, but it's all in good fun. It's kind of the culture here.
It's all right. I got a sharp tongue, too.
The real frilly one, Nancine, she is the one that follows Krizik, and the more somber one there is Noel Father Cleric. That's Jolib.
Oh, okay. Jolib, Nancine, okay. And...
Stagley.
Stagley.
Stagley, what's his faith?
He's actually kind of been faithless. For a long time, he worshipped some kind of a beer god, but I don't think it was real. He just said, beer god, and would yell it. I think it was maybe more of a calling thing than a kind of a...
Steady.
Hold on. What is it, son?
Possible convert.
Son, we're here on business.
What is our business if it's not conversion?
Tuluga, I'm thinking the same thing. What if we... Could you block your ears real quick?
Sidebar.
I'll just go stand over there.
I'll
stand there and wait. We shouldn't leave him waiting too long, but go ahead. No, yeah, have your moments.
It's quick. If he's into beer, what if we tell him about what I just did last night with the beer champion?
All right.
That could get him on our side. Not to...
Add it to the list.
I'm just saying, it could
convert
get him on our...
Convert beer guy.
Well, we don't necessarily have to convert him. It just could get him on our side.
Okay.
I want a full conversion.
Well, yes. I mean, that would be great. But if we'd have someone on our side on that panel...
I mean, he's
would
already just be kind of on our side. He's not clouded by faith.
Right. But I'm just saying, us being, drinking champions... There we go.
I mean, you're the drink.
Well, yes. But...
Come on.
Are y'all ready over there?
Yeah. All right. I guess we're assuming I'm doing the talking then?
I assume you are always doing the talking.
Okay. All right.
Wait, what is the plope, if not the voice of God?
You let me
know
when you need me to do the talking, but I mean, you're the plope.
Okay.
You're the face of this religion here.
I like make myself, I like crease out my pants. I shake off whatever top. Do I have a shirt on?
I don't think you've ever worn a shirt.
No, I don't think you wear a shirt.
I just have pants. So I make it so my ass looks amazing in these pants.
You
have
your cape of billowing.
Billow your cape.
I go to brush them off, but they're... All right, never mind.
Yeah, my cape... my cape hasn't stopped billowing. So even when I was knocked out sliding on the floor, my cape was billowing.
You can see Fair Reggie's enough. Like, hold on, let me just do... I'm going to do your, like, kind of... I know you don't have hair, but I'm going to kind of slick it.
Okay.
And he kind of starts, like, just doing a little bit of weird gear magic around. He's going to cast Enhance Ability on you and give you Eagle Splendor. So you just hear an eagle caw in the distance.
Is it like that dating commercial?
Yeah.
The darts guy.
That'll last for about an hour or so. You look so good now.
All right. I'm feeling good.
All right, everyone. We've got this. We can do it.
All right. I just start going.
Malva leads you into this big circular room. It's this big stone keep. And you can see as she approaches, she goes to introduce you guys as Stagley is like,
oh, we got hair! You look fun! Bring him up!
I like this guy!
Is that a wee fish?
Yeah, it is.
Nonsense, look, the fish is talking!
Look, the bald man has sand structure. I think he likes me.
I think so, too.
You see little Nancine's like, all right, brother, please relax.
I bow to Nancy.
They know my name already. These are some pretty...
I did my
come
studying.
Come forward. We've heard from Molva. You saved our dear caravan back there.
Yeah.
It was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
See, Joe Lieb's like, that was great. You're good folk.
I bow to Joe Lieb. Pleasure.
So, tell us what you hear. Molva was pretty vague in her descriptions.
Yes, we're actually here to try to mend relationships. And I take out the ring from the King of the Oven.
Let me see that!
Okay, I whip it at him.
It bounces off his bald head and like lands on his big round belly. It's just like, where my belly button?
Ooh, he's really digging in there.
Oh,
He wants to talk.
Fire bell ring.
Yeah. He wants to mend relationships.
Is some kind of underdog dwarf?
Hear us out.
They don't like us, and we don't like them.
Well, hold on. Hold on. He's trying to extend the olive branch.
I don't like olives.
All right, well, think of it as a beer branch.
A beer branch?
Yeah.
Hops.
Think of all the different kind of hops you could get in the Underdark.
Are there special hops down there?
Yeah.
Brother, please relax. We're going to talk more about statecraft here. You're kind of getting a little distracted about the...
It's fine, Nancy. These boys are talking about hops. Well, lads, I suppose we could parley.
Okay.
What do they want?
Now, I think the king just wants a direct conversation with you guys. And then from there, to build relations. Well, ships, you know, friendships.
We don't have ships. We're landlocked.
Jaleeb's like, Stagley.
They want to become blood brothers.
Stagley, please. They're trying to... I'm sorry about my brother. He's quite... He's drunk as shit. It's only 11 o'clock.
And you think a hearty brunch Daddy. Would help him out? Daddy. Hold on.
The bag.
I reach in and I try to find the best taco I've ever pulled out of this bag.
Okay, would you guys like to give advantage to Toluga in any way?
I'm help actioning. I'll hold the bag while he digs.
Okay.
I'm like half body. Hold on.
I'm digging.
See little Nancy and's like, I like when they dig like a dwarf.
Come on.
They're really rooting around in there.
Oh, Nat 20.
Hell yeah.
I knew it.
It's been rolling hot.
Times when you play this game, you just know when one's coming.
His first roll is an 18.
Yeah, it would have still been an amazing taco.
I was like, he's got the 20 in there.
Can you please describe to me what a Nat 20 taco looks like as you hand it to Stagley Stone Grip?
So as I open and start pulling out the taco, glowing light is shining out, and you hear the orchestra of kazoos playing.
Just echoing from the back.
As it is pristine. Lettuce fresh. Ground beef. Some the finest of cheeses. A nice little, you know, little verde sauce on it.
Ooh, okay.
And a little bit of cheese on the shell.
Oh, like kind of like melted a little bit?
Yeah.
He looks at it and goes... That's the most awful thing I've ever seen.
Taste it.
I never thought anything would make beer better. But whatever the fuck this is divine. I've never believed in the gold in my life, but I believe in this.
And since we already established that every taco comes with a Blee Blee pamphlet, there's just a wrapper is the Blee.
Oh, what's this? New god?
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's just staple with our shop.
Now, I'm going to be honest, we got two already in this town. That sometimes feels like too much.
It's fine. It's more of a wrapper for the food.
Just something to think about while you eat.
Little Nancine kind of peeps up.
Well, this is all quite well and good, but we have a lot going on right now, so we don't really have time to be parlaying with Dwarven Kings, brother. I think we should maybe...
Well, why not?
What have you got going on?
Other than the Demon Mad Max and the Creeping Green.
Oh, you've heard of the Creeping Green then?
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned about both, but I think I might have connections with the Green. Well, I mean, not what's causing it. I don't know.
We might have a way to stop it.
I don't know if we can, but I have someone in the bog that thing is coming from, maybe.
So you're somehow responsible for this Creeping Green?
No.
You know who is?
No. But we have an information broker? Did I use that word right?
Why are you looking at me?
You're the rogue.
Yes.
So we might have intel of what's going on to try and stop it.
Little Jolie, or just drab. Again, she has like a kind of like a Aubrey Plaza haircut. Just real long gray. She's just wearing classic dwarven robes on.
The Creeping Green and the kudzu vines, they are getting closer every day, so if you have any way of maybe
stopping it, that would be wonderful. It's been pretty hard to focus on really much of anything when we have the forest itself hurtling at our backs.
All right, then what about if we strike a deal? We resolve your creeping green, and we get you not only give an audience to, or, you know, communication, you know, open meeting with the king of the underdog, but we get a little bit of a reward. Because we don't know what we're walking into. We're doing this out of the kindness to help you. And reward.
I suppose we could give you lads some stuff. Some jewels, some treasures. Maybe a helmet or some pants.
Oh, what are you talking about? These pants are great. And I flash in my ass. In my pants. I don't pull my pants down.
I was not expecting that kind of cake. Listen, sisters. These lads come in here bringing beautiful gifts. Respectful. Good lads. Never had anything like this. Both of you shut your mouths if you don't agree with me. Boys, it's a fine deal. You go and you handle our grain problem, and I'll give you a grain problem. You know, I mean money. I'll give you the money. Oh, yes. I see.
Old Nancy's like, well, I don't know, brother. I suppose.
You seem against it. Can I ask why?
We just have a lot going on here.
But I mean, if we solve one of the going-ons, that's a lot less going on.
I just don't know if we can just trust every Tom, Dick, and Harry that rolls into this city.
We did already save.
We literally just could have ignored towns. Them, but instead we took it out of the kindness of our heart to.
Yeah, we could have rolled right
literally,
on
by. My son collapsed.
I took a beat this. Out there.
Malva does kind of step forward now, speaking up.
It's true. They saved us. I saved a bunch of dwarven children. Some simple farmers. They could have just kept going, but they saved us from gnolls. Vicious ones.
They're good lads! You don't just come into a man's house and give him a delicious treat and get nothing in return. We're hill dwarves. We have pride. These lads deserve... Honestly, you deserve whatever you want. I've never had anything like this. Do you have any idea how unseasoned my food is?
Well, if you go to the Hamhead Tavern, I've recently made a new recipe over there.
Oh, Garfunkel!
Yeah.
I've been barred.
Why?
It's a long story.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't
you
mean
know
to
what?
Cry.
You know what? I think we might have a solution to your problem there as well.
Wow, Sorghum Man!
I'll have a delivery later today.
All right. Let's look at these lads. They've got nothing but good in their hearts.
Really just trying to do our best for people out here.
I can say, sisters be damned. The stone gripper on your back. We've got you. If you keep bringing me tacos, nothing will stop the generosity flowing from my bosom.
Now, I'm going to purposely address the sisters. I'm like, I know you might not speak for all of you, but we will show through our actions that our intentions are good. We have no real ulterior motives other than mending relationships.
Can everyone make a perception check for me real quick?
I still have one more card to play if she still doesn't like...
It's a 9 for me.
11.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. You notice it first. There is a rumble in the keep. And it almost sounds like you hear like a crash to the south. The door swings open, and you see two dwarven guards run in. They are covered in lacerations. And one of them runs forward.
My lord, the green's at the gate. It followed us from the ridge. Thorns, monsters, shrubbery, bushes, terrible things. They're coming now. We need to get all of our...
And like, before anyone can even react, there's just... You can hear in the distance the sound of what sounds like wood crashing against stone. We'll find out what the hell's going on next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it fucking dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe... And word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.